You may not realize it, but every minute of every day, you're enjoying your First Amendment freedoms. You can wear what you want, give out your opinion for free, even if it's unpopular. Listen to your playlist. You can put a sign out on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. You have the right to hang with a posse that thinks like you do. Tell the government what you think about its policies. They're the freedoms that let you be you, and they're all brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
Trump endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Marino says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Marino is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Marino will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Marino thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Marino was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We're back, old school crew here. World Series. Obviously, I thought it was going to be a sweep, but Aaron Judge got a hit. He started making some contact, and then obviously timely hits, and had a grand slam. But it's game five tonight. And it was strategic by, Dave Roberts to hold some of his best relief for tonight. Dodgers got a little bit out of their way. They said from the sixth inning on, it was a lot of strikeouts. They were really chasing a lot of pitches, which they usually don't. I think they were trying a little bit too hard to end that game when it was when they got back within, I think, one run. I think it was 6-4, 6-5. They really started to chase some stuff. I think they're going to get it done tonight. What do you guys think?
Austin, go ahead, bro, because you and I talked about yesterday, and I'm on one here.
I am not in the business of rooting for predictions. I like to think that when I am confronted with evidence, I will take the evidence into account and run with it. But I'm going to root for my prediction this time. I said Dodgers in six before the series. I like Cole more than I like Flaherty. I think Garrett Cole shoves tonight. Dodgers get it done in L.A. I said Dodgers in six. It's lining up perfectly. Let's bring it home. Make it happen.
Yeah, I'm a member of the win when you can win it club. One game at a time. Manage that game as you would, because everything else happens. And what you do not want as a skipper is to give the opponent time to wake up, to find their rhythm, to find some confidence, to have some success, to see some balls fall in and to see some balls leave the yard, right? To make some plays in critical moments. And we're not talking about a bad baseball team in the Yankees. That's a lineup. And now you've allowed 7, 8, 9, and 1 to get it going. To get it going. And you've got to win. In look, you're in their crib. Garrett Cole's just a different dude. So I think they get it done tonight. Then it's at home, in front of the Dodger fan faithful. And then it's a different discussion. Because then it's just baseball. Two teams having to win a game. Period. If the Dodgers don't treat tonight like it's everything, they're in trouble. Because you're letting...
Trump endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Marino says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Marino is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Marino was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Giants figure out that they're reminding them that they're Giants.
Yeah.
Don't let that lineup get it going. You let them see 10 runs up on that board. That's a crooked number, man. You got some weird numbers up there last night and some dudes hit some bombs and walk them out.
Man.
Just be careful.
Yeah, I know. I think it's over tonight, though.
I just don't see.
It's over.
I'm rooting for it.
I think it's going to be 2-1.
Ooh.
No, they let too many.
At the Little League Park?
It's a slow death.
At the Little League Park.
It's going to be a slow death for the Yankees. And I'm going to tell you this before we go to break. I can barely jog or run right now, but I'm willing to bet. I might be able to beat Stanton.
Boy, he looked troubled, didn't he?
26.8 feet per second sprint speed.
But
and I had to look at the third base coach and go, "What were you thinking, bro?"
Yeah, but he waved him home with authority. That was the best. Yeah,
but
like he had a kick.
How slow he was running, I thought he saw the ball bobble. Like I fully expected that when they flashed back to the left fielder, that the ball would still be on the ground. And when he had it and came up pumping, he gave the crow hop. I was like, oh no. You are out.
Yeah, he was out by a mile. The slide didn't even look
good. Oh, bro. Oh, don't do that to him.
The only way the Yankees win is if he hits a bomb tonight.
I think they celebrate tonight.
Does Freddie go 7 in a row with a homer?
I'm not speaking ill ever against Freddie freaking Freeman. I'm just not.
It's still hard to hit homer in an MLB game. You don't have to speak ill to say he doesn't get it done in 7.
Listen, man. I'm not speaking it's against Mookie God. Time. That dude out here, no things.
It's Mookie time. Mookie time. If you mess with his glove, he's going to end up sticking a dagger in your heart tonight.
Hey.
Watch.
Hey.
And it's going to be the
300 on you.
Yep. It's going to be them two dudes' his fault, man. Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get into UCLA, man. I'm going to give you about 2 or 3 names to make sure you got to watch out for. Eric Bieniemy, man, he's done a really good job of getting this offense started. And so it's going to be the battle of the edges. And we're going to see who keeps the edge tight and controls out there in the perimeter will win this game. But Jay Foreman, DP, Austin, we'll be right back.
You may not realize it, but every minute of every day, you're enjoying your First Amendment freedoms. You can wear what you want, give out your opinion for free, even if it's unpopular. Listen to your playlist. You can put a sign out on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. You have the right to hang with a posse that thinks like you do. Tell the government what you think about its policies. They're the freedoms that let you be you, and they're all brought to you by the First Amendment. Moving like a river in my soul. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
Trump endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Moreno will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Moreno thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.